All right, amen. We are live once again here at the Out of the Box program right now, episode 2, and I'm so excited to share with you what the Lord is gonna bring to the table today. Once again, this is a show, amen, where we present the gospel with Pastor myself, amen, Pastor Israel of the Outside Church. And we can't wait to see what God is going to do or hear what God is going to do here today. Amen. If you are logging in right now, don't remember to share your comments, your prayer requests, any type of petition, because we know that God is going to bless you today. Remember, if you missed this program today, you can catch up on it on YouTube. You can type in Out of the Box 941, Out of the Box 941, and you will find our stream. Also, it's going to be on all the media for podcasts, so you can get it through the podcast and share it with your friends. I know it's gonna bless your life. Amen. What an amazing night is gonna be, because I'm excited for my guest here today. I have, amen, let's share that, brother Cody Christian, amen, is in the house, amen, to share what the Lord has done in his life. And we're bringing these type of testimony, and we're gonna be bringing other topics and stuff like that, but right now we want to focus on the power of Jesus Christ, how God can turn our life around for the glory of his name. Amen. There's no hole you can be in. There's no situation that you can be in that God cannot take you out of and transform your life and your home and your children. We believe in a God of restoration. So we want to bring a testimony for you today that I'm sure you're going to identify yourself. If you're struggling, if you're in that place, they need deliverance, they need help, and you feel that you are hopeless, well, God has a word for you today. Amen. So I want to ask some questions to Brother Cody on how the Lord reached him, amen, in the place that he was, amen. And I know that we want to title this episode right now, Survivor. Survivor, huh, Cody? Amen. What do you think about that?
It's a good title, right? It says it all. Amen. That's amazing.
And not only that, not only that, we can even take it a little bit beyond that. Not only that you are a survivor, now in Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Not just a survivor, amen. But we got to still title it a survivor because of the process and what he went through. And I can't wait to hear that, amen. So I know for a fact that the Lord, I got front row seat, like I told Justin on episode 1, that I had front row seat on how God, you know, did such a mighty work in his life. And I was able to witness that. And I'm witnessing that with you too. Amen. How God has begun this process in you and this transformation. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Man, it's been an amazing, amazing journey. To come from where I was, and since the Lord, me, my wife, just the family, and every day is a journey. Every day I wake up just so thankful and eager to just serve him and love him. And man, it's unexplainable, you know, just the works that he's doing, and to look back and think of where I was and what I was going through and what wow. he's done. And just every day I wake up and I'm like, wow.
Only God.
That's it. Only God.
Amen. And I know in your process, amen, you were out there in the world searching for different kind of fixing or trying to find your way, you know, and you end up, I heard, like in prison for a while. That was a dark place in your life, right?
Very dark place.
Yeah, there's many people out there like that is, you know, struggling with how do they come out of that, you know, that process.
It's hard. You know, before that, I mean, it was a long road from childhood, drug addiction. I mean, all kinds of stuff. My brother got shot and killed, gang related stuff. I mean, just it's a whole story in itself.
Unreal.
And ended up in prison, and luckily, thank the Lord, I met my wife beforehand, and she stuck with me 7 years.
7 years.
7 years.
While you were in prison.
While I was in prison.
Only God.
Only God.
Only God. Are you hearing this? Only God.
only God. And she did, and it was hard because, you know, my family was not really there, you know. Barely talked to them, barely seen them, you know. It was me and her.
Wow.
Very sporadic. Did I get a letter or...
Yeah, you were alone.
You know, I was alone.
Yeah. Kind of like the prodigal son, abandoned.
Yep.
Pushed to the side. Yep. Forgotten.
Pretty much. And it was my fault, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was a... I tell people all the time, it was a blessing that God put me through that. You know,
Elaborate a little bit about that, because someone is listening, man. I don't understand that. You went through that and it was a blessing?
It was, you know, it saved my life. Just the life I was living, addicted to drugs, just lost, you know.
So you needed to go rock bottom to then say, I can't go deeper than that. I can't go lower than that.
Absolutely.
And then the revelation came in and God began to do a work in you.
Yep, absolutely. I've always been that type of person. I unfortunately got to learn the hard way. And God knows what he's doing. And, you know, he put me through that. And I've noticed, even though there was still trials and tribulations after that, but when God, I see that God has always had favor over my life. And he's brought me through a lot of situations. And it wasn't until the accident that I actually...
Yeah. I wanted to go there. Cody had a motorcycle accident. I mean, that it was life-changing, and he almost got killed. Elaborate on that.
I did. So that came about. My wife went to... a women's service, the Brave Women's Ministry. And that night she prayed because we were not doing so well. I was lost in a lot of ways, searching to fill holes. I had an affair with another woman at work, and just living multiple lives, reckless, lost. You know, I knew I loved my wife. I just didn't know how to, like, what I was just trying to fill so many empty holes with different things. Mm-hmm. And I was spiraling downhill. So she
was at church, like in a women's event, while this is going on in your life, and also with the motorcycle accident.
Yeah, so she prayed. She asked God to reveal to her that if whatever's going on in her marriage that she didn't know about, to reveal it to her. And that next day, I got in the motorcycle accident. And she ran into the girl that I was having an affair with at the hospital. When she came to see me, they were all out front. So
no
God
way.
Showed her everything that was going on in her marriage.
God exposed everything right there.
He answered
at
her prayers.
At the hospital.
My accident was an answer to her prayers.
Oh.
And,
only God. Wow. How God works in mysterious way. Look at this. Are you hearing this?
It's amazing.
God intervention to stop what was going on had to expose what was hidden and bring it to light. Because the Bible says everything will come to light. But in such a way, he brings her to the hospital to reveal that this is why this disobedience, this unfaithfulness or whatever's going on, this is what is destroying the marriage and just destroying the home. Amen. Mm-hmm. So what happened then? I mean, the condition, your condition, I mean, the process.
Well, it was a long process. Physically, mentally, you know, I lost my skull was fractured in 8 places. Brain bleeding, lost a kidney,
Man, you're a walking miracle, man.
It's a blessing that I'm here today. It is.
A walking miracle of God. So all this is going on. You have all these issues and problems and process, jail, drug addiction, unfaithfulness. I mean, anyone looking on the other end, a wife, it's like anyone else probably in this situation is saying to themselves, there's no hope. It's over. But it's not over until God says it's over.
That's it.
And look what God, the Lord did. While all of this mess is going on, God creates a mess. And out of this mess, he creates a story of a victorious ending. Amen. That, and he flips everything around. And from the mess, he creates a testimony for the glory of God. And now you're a walking testimony. Now tell me how God reached you in this whole mess and process and this infidelity. How did God intervene in that mess? Like with you personally, because I know she's already attending church. How did he reach you?
Well, I had vivid encounters. I remember they were cutting my clothes off in the ambulance, and I remember feeling the cold scissors. And it was like God was speaking to me, and I had this feeling of like not being able to see my daughter, and I'm leaving all this baggage behind. And I remember him like vividly, like the feeling of wanting to make it, like I didn't want to leave that. And he spoke, you know, he was speaking to me, and he's like, you know, there's a better way, you know, you can't live like this. Wow. And I just remember thinking like, man, I wish I could undo everything. And fast forward through that, God blessed me, you know, with another chance of life. And not only that, another chance at my marriage. And
praise the Lord.
So when I made it, and me and my wife, you know, we, it was rough, but you know, we sat down and I told her, like, I gotta go to church. I have to let God work in my life. You know, what I'm doing's not working.
So you ran to Jesus.
I did.
You ran to the cross. You surrender to Jesus, and that's what many need to do. You surrender because you tried everything, and there was no hope in anything else but God. So you run to the cross, you run to Jesus, you surrender, you ask for forgiveness. The Lord begins to work in you.
It immediately, he began to work physically, mentally, emotionally, and he just, every day was a, I mean, immediately it was such a relief. But every day he worked and worked and still, you know,
still working.
And it's still working. Every day is an adventure and a learning experience about myself and about how I can better myself for his glory and for my family and for myself.
You have a beautiful daughter.
And
that God bless you with as well. Amen. What a beautiful family. All the time I see them, I see a walking testimony of God's forgiveness, of God's faithfulness, his reaching power, amen, his restoration power. It's just so unbelievable that and inspiring to see the growth in both of you and both of you in, yeah, at the church. You know, I get to sit front row seat and see how God begins to mold and restore and heal the broken pieces. And you guys came broken, I mean, like with no hope in the marriage. And God begins to, God first saves you from that motorcycle accident. Amen. Mm-hmm. He delivers you from that jail sentence. And there's so many things that the Lord has done in your life that is unbelievable. You know, to anybody that's listening to this, but this is real. This is raw. This is what God did to someone that was living a life chasing after something that they cannot reach. So God forgives you, restores you. You got one kidney. You were in the brinks of death, and God gives you a second chance. Amen. And then you seize that second chance in an affair and ask for forgiveness and repent. And God exposes that. Any other woman would have ran, but she stood beside you, by your side. And this is why God is blessing your marriage, your home, and your rest, and restoring every broken pieces and putting it. He's created a masterpiece with Cody. Amen. I am so proud of you. I'm so excited as a pastor, amen, to see your growth, your development, and how God is able to turn someone's life around. This is why we do what we do, amen, for the glory of God. But tell me, because I see you now, amen, so unified in your home. And you're not perfect, but God is continuing to mend the broken pieces and create such a beautiful bond between you, your wife, and your daughter. And not only that, talk to me, because I see you serving in the church from from hell to a heaven, in other words, you know, from the brinks of nothing to something. Amen. So powerful. Talk to me about that.
In the home, it's just for the both of us, and we have a mutual feeling on this. I went through the accident and everything, but she went through so much emotional damage and stuff that I put her through. So for God to bring us both out of that and give us this chance and is building us up stronger, it's, we both just want to serve him. You know, we want to do everything we can every day to just give back
in gratitude.
And you know, that's all we want to do. It's unexplainable. It's just that's what we want as much as possible. And that's how our bond, that's how he's brought us closer, is just the mutual love of wanting to serve and build this life and family for his glory, you know?
Amen. Just giving back any way possible, because the fruit of the Spirit is walking in that faith, but with works of, like, how can I impact someone else? Like what you're doing right now, you're sharing the gospel, you're sharing your vivid testimony of what God did for your life. Not everybody can share this so raw and tell them what it is. You know, yeah, I was in drugs, I was unfaithful. People hide this, but God is saying all these wounds, all this mess is no longer a mess. I'm using this for my glory, because look what I have done with all of that mess. So he can reach you as well. So now you working, now you serving at the church in different areas. And a couple of weeks ago, you were baptized when you were baptized, you know, a couple of months ago. And now you're baptizing others, you know, to the faith. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
How did you feel about that? How did you feel? I mean, it was so inspirational.
It was amazing. You know, it's almost like there's no words for it. Just to have that experience, you know, and to just be on the other side of it. And I just remember feeling like, you know, who am I to be doing, you know? But I'm going to do everything God directs me to do, you know, and do it with love and passion. And just, it was amazing to do that. And I'm excited for more. You know, I just, whatever the Lord has in store for me, I just want to do it and do it with
God's
such
love,
thankfulness,
and God's mercy.
That's it, you know. That's love and mercy. I mean,
watching your wife just blessing so many people and so many women at the church too, you know, the joy that you guys bring to the table. Talk to me about her.
Man,
relationship now.
It's
because there are couples out there struggling in their marriage, and because maybe because of the same thing, infidelity or, you know, rejection or any other process that they've gone through, and they, you know, don't feel that anything could be done to fix it. But God fixed it for you.
God fixed it.
You know, so what was the number one thing that you feel like in your human sense, like you can say, I feel that the shift happened or the turnaround happened when I did what? Like, because there's always a point of return, a point of, like, that you know that you can say, man, I remember that day I cried out and I repented and I said, God, help me show her that I'm not that man anymore. Was there a point in your life?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Share that a little bit.
I want to say... I came, the first service I came to, Pastor Brandon preached.
Amen.
And God spoke to me heavy, and me and my wife, we were together, but it was still a lot of hurt and pain, and I was still, like, questioning whether or not it was gonna be saved, and I did, you know, I the next Sunday we came and I cried. I was just like, God, you know, whatever you have to do to me changes. I don't care what it is. Just, help me show her, you know, that this is what I want, and to be able to save my family and be there for her and my daughter and just the whole family as a whole. And he did, you know. I remember going to the altar and it's almost unexplainable. You know, God spoke to me and I felt for the first time a sense of reassurance, you know, that my family was gonna be okay if I did my part.
Wow.
And I knew, you know, from then on that it might not all be great right away, but I knew that if I stayed dedicated and served and did everything I could, I trusted God that he would handle it from there. And he has, and in such an amazing way. He's healed her of so much hurt and pain.
Amen.
And it's
just amazing.
It's amazing. I mean, God can do anything if you let him. And I've learned that, you know. And when I asked him for that help, all I wanted was to do whatever it took to save my family.
Amen.
And serve him. And he's done his part more than I could ever imagine to this point.
Amazing.
You know? And that's why we, you know, the both of us just are so eager to give back and serve and spread the love and grace and help others, because we're not the only people.
Beautiful.
That are going through like this.
That's
you
right.
know? And there's always a way, you know, it's God. And he can pull you from anything.
Amen.
When I didn't think there was a way, he made a way.
He made a way.
He made a way.
He stepped in. I'm going to ask you this last question, amen. What can you tell somebody that's struggling out there right now, that is in need of direction, is in need of a turnaround, is in need of Jesus, you know, and just won't give him an opportunity, or just feel that it's just too late? Do you have something that you can share, you know, in your experience and your walk and how God touched you and reached you in your lowest point? What can you share with that to someone that's watching right now, that, you know, right there in that camera, just look straight ahead and just tell them on your camera and tell them, you know, what you recommend them to do? Even in the lowest point of their life, even if they want to commit suicide, everything is crumbling, everything is falling apart, share with something.
Let them in. Let them in. There's no, it's too late. There's no too far gone or too bad of a situation. There's no, nothing that's out of reach, for God to fix, heal. I mean, there's nothing that he can't fix, but you got to let him in. You have to make that first step and lay it all, give it all to him. Everything that's going on inside, outside, you have to give it to him and let him fix the pieces. And
all the broken pieces.
That's it. That's it. You have to give him that chance.
He's the master.
And he will do it. And
Amen.
He will do it. And he will do it more than you would ever hope for. You know, it's there's no words for it.
Beautiful.
I mean, just there's no words. It's just an amazing, unbelievable, mind-blowing thing to experience it and also witness it on this journey of things that the works of God. It's just mind blowing every day just to see God at work, you know. But advice to anybody is to let him in, give him a chance.
Let go and let God.
That's it. He will do the rest.
And let God. Amen. There you have it. Amen, brother. Cody Christian, amen. What a powerful, life-changing testimony. And I pray that this testimony, this journey of his life, how God was able to reach him, turn it all around, restore his home, his family, serving at the church. Amen. God even blessed him with a business. He has his own business. I mean, just so many different things that God has begun to do in him and in his whole family because he allowed Jesus into his heart. I invite you to allow Jesus in your heart. And I hope that this podcast and this live stream on Facebook and YouTube is a blessing to your life. Please share it with a friend, someone that is in a journey that mirrors what Cody went through and needs to hear that there is hope in Jesus. Allow yourself to be a blessing by sharing it with someone. Don't just be a spectator and listen to it and receive it. Someone urgently needs to hear this testimony. So please share it. Be a blessing to someone else. Amen. If you are, you know, trying to find this on the podcast, it's going to be on TOC, the Outside Church, on Apple, you know, podcast and any other podcast on streaming service or audio service, you will find it there. Amen. On the Outside Church, Out of the Box. Amen. If you're going through YouTube, you can find it by looking at Out of the Box 941. Out of the Box 941 or Israel Martinez, and you will find it there so you can stream it, watch it on YouTube, and bless somebody. It was powerful. I'm so grateful that you gave me this opportunity to come on our first show and on this show, amen, for episode 2, Survivor. Isn't that a survivor? Yes, he is, amen. And God bless them, and God continues to do a mighty work in his life, and we are thrilled to have him part of the army of Jesus Christ here at the church, at the Outside Church, serving and just giving testimony that we serve a living God that's able to take a mess and convert it into a testimony for the glory of God. So I hope this was a blessing to you. Amen. And we're going to have Cody pray. Amen. Pray us out. Amen. We want to stay, amen, connected. Hey, listen, if you need prayer, write it down on the live and on Facebook. If you need counseling, we can reach out to you. We have Brother Justin on the sideline ready to answer some questions and pray over your life. We have Cody that's going to be checking and make sure that everybody's is being, you know, if you have a question, he can probably answer what he went through and how he handled it. It's not easy, but the Spirit of the Lord gives us wisdom and knowledge, and he takes over and he makes way where there is no way. He begins to guide us to every truth and help us heal, you know, all the broken pieces in our life. Only Jesus can do it. There's no other way. Programs can't do it. Institutions can't do it. Only God himself. So today, please give him an opportunity, and he will not fail you, and he will bless you. Amen. So thank you for watching this episode, episode 2, Survivor, with Cody Christian. Amen. Send us off in prayer, Cody. Come on.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, dear Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and share, dear Lord. And I pray that anybody out there, dear Lord, listening, that is struggling in any way, dear Lord, you know better than anybody what we are all going through, what we're all thinking. You know us better than we know ourselves, dear Lord. And I just pray that if there is anybody with doubts, dear Lord, that you give them the encounter they need, give them the assurance they need to let you in, dear Lord. Let you drive the car, dear Lord. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for another breath of air, dear Lord. We thank you for everything you're doing in our life, everything you're doing in Pastor's life, the whole church family, dear Lord. It's just so thankful for being a part of this family. And we love you, thank you, and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you once again for logging in and being part of our second episode here, Out of the Box, with your host, Pastor Israel, amen. And our second episode, episode 2, Survivor, amen, with Cody Christian, amen. And I hope this was a blessing for your life. A friendly conversation with my guests and friends that are coming through. Hey, it's going to continue to bless your life. Log in, tune in to next Monday at 9 p.m. Amen. Because We have Pastor John coming through, and God is going to bless you as well. Amen. And then we're going to have Pastor Brandon, and it keeps going on and on. Amen. For the glory of God. So continue to support us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Once again, it's at Israel Martinez, or you can find us Out of the Box 941. Out of the Box 941. And you can subscribe so you can get, because many other, some other contents will be only streamed on YouTube. So be part of that. Amen. It won't be streamed on Facebook Live. It's only going to be streamed on YouTube. So subscribe so you can be part of that. God bless you. May the Lord keep you and bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being part of what God did today. That was awesome, man. May the Lord continue to bless you, man, and use you for his glory, man. You did a great job, man.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you guys.
God bless.